This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Just want to remind you that this was me last year. I've been trying to prep you for a while that you're going to see Donald Trump arrested. They're going to indict and arrest Donald Trump. They're going to do it on camera, and it's going to throw you into a rage. And this was the Fulton County Sheriff from today.
We are following our part. Our normal practices. And so it doesn't matter your status. We have mugshots ready for.
What a world. What a world. All right. Anyway, did you know that Oregon and Utah, I can't believe Utah is getting in on this, they're beginning the implementation of GPS trackers on electric vehicles. Why? Because they're going to tax you per mile. Most states, many states, I guess I should say, they tax the gas in order to pay for the roads. Electric vehicle owners, maybe you are one, they're obviously getting around that, but the government always gets theirs. The government always gets theirs in the end. And we are being tracked, and the government has the ability to track us in frightening ways now. Just always keep in mind, always keep this in mind as we live in a country, as we adjust to living in a country where our government is against us, has made us the enemy, keep in mind that that cell phone you have, cell phone I have, keep in mind it's a tracking device. It's a listening device too. Did you know that? Did you know that if they wanted to, they don't have to come sneak into your home and install something. They can do things to your phone remotely that will allow them to listen to you, to the conversations you have. Keep that in mind. That may be important information for you and me in the future. Right, let's get to a bunch of emails. I promised you a bunch of them yesterday before we make fun of CNN and we get to what's happening in the military. Oh, gosh, but let's do this. Dear gastronomic genius, I heard you discussing the queso recipe a few days ago and the key ingredient of cream of mushroom soup. I think cream of mushroom soup is an overlooked asset for many recipes. Don't knock it till you try it. My question is, what the heck is queso and how do you eat it? I've never tried, but it sounds amazing. Marcia is her name. Okay, Marcia. And I just can't believe I live in a world where there are people who don't know what queso is. Queso, it's Mexican for cheese. But whenever you hear somebody say queso, you should know it's a cheese dip. Only it's not just cheese. Most of the time, it's not just cheese. There's all kinds of different things chopped up in there. And what you dip in there is, well, everything. When I smoke my world-famous queso, what gets dipped in there? Well, tortilla chips, for sure. You have to have those. You can just dip straight up tortillas. If you want to go full white trash deliciousness like we do in the Kelly household, I can't change who I am. Go down to Little Caesars and get an order of crazy bread and dip the crazy bread in the queso. It might change your life. It might end your life too, but it's delicious. Sir, how important is sabotage during war? Can it be used as primary means of defeating a larger, more advanced fighting force? Well, it's everything. If you want a fascinating read or documentary, go pick up a book on the sabotage operations, sabotage and spy operations that went on against Germany in France during World War II. You know how France collapsed? Well, there were still all kinds of patriotic Frenchmen who wanted to fight back. There were patriotic British spies and saboteurs who were airdropped in. Americans, too. It's huge. It's, look, it's a huge part of how you fight back when you are the smaller force. When you're the guerrilla force, it's enormous disrupting armies that way. Jesse, I hate how conservatives and pundits alike are blaming Joe. He's done everything the communists have asked, very successful from their point of view. And I fear that Democrats will use him and his dementia-riddled mind for a terrible 4 years and install Newsom. Normie Norm needs to understand it's not Joe that's the problem, it's the communists, no matter who their face is. Your thoughts? Well, yeah, you heard me talk earlier about the savior complex the right has on the... It's really, really bad. They'll pick a guy, whether it's Trump, DeSantis, it doesn't matter, and they'll just fixate on him, and they'll just decide, as long as I can get this guy elected, then he'll get in there and he'll fix everything. This guy's going to fix everything. Well, we do this the other way, too. We not only have a savior complex, we have, I guess, what I could probably call a devil complex, meaning we find a guy and we think that's the source of all of our problems. We do both things, I should note. This is a human thing. We do it because it simplifies everything. I don't have to dig into the various ways to fight back, and I don't have to get out the vote. I don't have to go knock on doors. I don't have to run for school board. I don't have to do that. I just have to, just let me vote for Trump. I'll just put a MAGA sign on and we're fine. We'll be fine. We do it the other way with the devil complex. We don't want to have to dig into ESG, to DEI. We don't want to have to unpack the World Economic Forum. We don't want to have to talk about the finance commie giants who are engineering so much of this. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. We don't want to dig into the school teacher situation, the school administrator situation, what's happening at universities. We don't want to deal with that. We want to just find a guy and say, there, that's the problem. That's him. He's the one doing all this because it simplifies it. But our problems are not simple problems, and our solutions are not simple either. They are complicated, and there's many, many, many parts to it, which that can make us feel overwhelmed, right? That's the reason we simplify it. It makes us feel overwhelmed and hopeless, but it's actually not that. It should make you feel better, and this is the reason why. Just do something. There's only one thing you shouldn't be doing right now. What's that one thing? Nothing. You shouldn't be doing nothing. If you're doing something, then you're fighting back appropriately. I will see this on occasion, and I don't like it. I see it a lot on the right, of people on the right crapping on other people's efforts because it's a different effort. So you'll have a guy who works for a candidate. Maybe you are working hard right now for a candidate. Maybe a local candidate. Maybe it's one of the national ones. Maybe it's Trump, DeSantis, somebody like that. And you're working for the candidate. You'll have a different guy, and he is doing something different. He's telling people about the Second Amendment. He's a Second Amendment advocate. And the Second Amendment advocate will look at you. You're working on the Trump campaign and say, that's so stupid and useless. Politicians are useless. You're wasting your time. No, you're both doing the right thing because you're both doing something. There are a million battles to fight. There are things for you to do. Doesn't have to be fancy national things. Doesn't have to be sexy. The blocking and tackling needs to be done. That's what wins elections. We need to understand there's not one savior coming for us. There's not one devil tormenting us. There are a million battles we have to fight, and there are plenty of opportunities for all of us to do so. We have to keep these things in mind. All right. Dear fellow, especially average jarhead, I saw recently a reel where Cheddar Bay biscuit mix was used to make the crust for pizza. What say you? Semper Fi, his name is George. Oh yeah, I would eat that in a heartbeat. But here's my problem. And we've discussed this before. We've discussed this at length on the show. You want to talk about real problems? Here's a real problem. I have never once successfully pulled off a good homemade pizza. I have not. I have tried everything. I've tried a pizza stone. I've tried, look, the wife made the dough. She home makes the dough sometimes. She even got me, I think it was for Father's Day, her and the boys, they got me a pellet pizza stove that goes on the counter outside. Gets super hot, like 900 degrees or something like that. Even that, it's been tried twice. A horrific disaster. What, Chris? Is she using all-purpose flour? I don't know. I'm not the woman. I'm not cooking. Why? Should she not? That's probably the problem, is the flour. What flour should she be using? Double zero? Is that supposed to mean something to me? Is this a Jewish thing? It's not. It's an Italian thing? Well, that explains why I don't know anything about it. No, okay, so double zero flour. Okay, maybe that's it. But we either the crust isn't done and the toppings are, or the crust is too done and the toppings still haven't melted. It's just we've never pulled off a pizza. And I would love to make pizzas at the house because I'm a big health freak, as you well know. Now, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers for a brief moment. You know, I saw, of course, Barack Obama ran to the television set and he was trying to fundraise for what's happening in Hawaii. And he was directing people towards a charity, one that I will not name here. And all I could do was shake my head because I know the internals of that charity. And I know that that money that people donate, people will donate, it doesn't go where they tell you it's going to go. It goes to line the pockets of the people in that charity. Or they move it around to something else. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, your money goes where they say it's going to go. And you don't have to take my word for it. I hope you don't. I want you to look up everything yourself. Trust but verify. Go look at the charity rating sites. Look at what they say about Tunnel to Towers. This is an organization that takes pride in caring for widows and orphans, of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, homeless veterans. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Thank you for this great story, Chris, from Not the Bee. Nigerian man tells friend to test out bulletproof magic potion, and he died. Apparently, they bought the potion from a local doctor, and if you drink it, they said it would make you bulletproof, and it turns out that was a lie. No word on whether or not that potion has been approved yet by the FDA, but I'm sure that will come any day now. Now, I'm going to play something for you. Remember when I said, I've said it repeatedly, that the communists are not destroying the military. They're building a military, building one, a different one, for a different purpose. The United States military has previously been built to take on foreign enemies. The communist doesn't care about foreign enemies. The communist hates America as much as China hates America. The communist only concerns himself really with domestic enemies. They're building a military to fight you. They're filling it up with people who will fight you. And they're kicking people out who won't fight you. That's what the vaccine mandate was really about. That's what all the gay tranny stuff is about. All the anti-white racism stuff. That's what it's really about. It's about chasing out the patriotic Americans that have previously filled the military, and if you get them to leave, you will eventually have a military filled with people like this soldier here.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. Now, I'm not allowed to speak on political things while I'm in this uniform, but something you should know, for those of you that are making laws currently in the United States, is that there is 15,000 transgender soldiers that are serving to protect you and your freedoms. They're never stopping to question whether or not the people that they are protecting and the people they're defending are against them. They're laying down their lives for you.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. Okay, I got it. That will be encouraged. That soldier there, if that's what we're going to call him, will not be disciplined for that. Why? That's an important recruiting effort for the military they want to build. You see, a platoon full of hard-charging Marines, type A males, they will be hesitant, to put it mildly, to open fire on American citizens. A platoon full of this will do so without hesitation.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. Now, I'm not allowed to speak on political things while I am in this.
A platoon full of that guy? A platoon of 30 of that guy? When they're given orders to march into your small town, take this out, blow this up, kill this person, they do so without hesitation. And don't think that I'm being over the top. I've talked to you about Stalin. And in fact, we talked today about the Great Purge. One of the most important things in Stalin's mind he did with the Great Purge, and in fact, one of the reasons the Soviet Union struggled so badly early in World War II, was part of the Great Purge, an important part of it, was the military, the Soviet military. Stalin thought it was critical to get rid of so many of the leaders who might not have their allegiance to him. When he told them to go murder people, they might not do it. They might have allegiance elsewhere. So Stalin just began having them shot and arrested, period. And then filled up the military with who? With capable generals? No. With loyal generals. Stalin wasn't destroying the military when he was firing and shooting generals. He was building a military. Our military has been built for a while. Building for a while for a different purpose. And don't think this started under Joe Biden. This really accelerated under Barack Obama. It sadly did not slow down very much under Trump, and it got tripled down under Biden. This stuff has been going on for a long time, and it's scary, man. It's scary, and it's really sad for the hard chargers who are still in, because there are so many good dudes still in, still serving. Right now, they're standing in a post somewhere, bored, miserable, hot, cold, putting it out on the line for the country. Busting their butts, making themselves better, and they deserve to be surrounded by and led by intelligent, qualified patriots. Instead, they're surrounded by filth, and increasingly, they're led by almost exclusively filth. The filth in the leadership positions of this military are awful because you have to be filth to get promoted. Remember when they got busted telling Whitey he couldn't show up? Remember, what was it, the Super Bowl flyover? When they kicked all the men out of the unit, out of the display, because they were going to do the flyover, only women got to do it. All those dudes busted their butts their entire lives to qualify. I believe it was the Blue Angels, right, Chris? It was the Blue Angels? I think it was the Blue Angels. Anyway, we'll just call it Blue Angels because I'm pretty sure that's what it was. You have any idea how much hard work and dedication it takes to be part of the Blue Angels? And you go out there and you put it on the line and you become part of the Blue Angels. And then finally a moment comes where your mom's going to get to watch you do a flyover at the Super Bowl. And they say, oh, sorry, Bob, not with that penis. You're not. Only women allowed in here, Bob. No men allowed. Girl power, go. Not destroying a military. Building a military. All right. Let's get to some emails. Let's make fun of CNN and we'll get to emails. All right. Now, before we get to that, let's get to building ourselves. We have to be a people, a community, an anti-communist community capable of taking care of ourselves, of thinking for ourselves, with the energy to do these things. If we turn into the low T right, if we get as low T as our congressional representatives, we are in deep trouble. Start taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. All I'm asking is you to try it for 90 days. You cancel subscriptions anytime. It's not some gym, not some ripoff place. Don't cancel it right away. No hassle, no nothing. 90 days with the Male Vitality Stack, fellas. And then I'm asking you, I want you to email me and tell me how you feel. I love these emails. The emails you send in, it's helping people, and I love it. Female Vitality Stack for the ladies. All natural herbal supplements. At CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. We'll be back. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of the tranny nonsense, transgender soldier from the U.S. is named the Ukrainian military spokesman. It's our chief export. It's what we do now. Dudes pretending to be chicks. Gosh, all right, let's get to some emails. I owe you a bunch. A peaceful national divorce has already been tried. Prior to Fort Sumter, the Confederacy sent a peace envoy to D.C. to negotiate a peace settlement. This included former U.S. President John Tyler. They were willing to negotiate any monetary settlements over the national debt in its forts. The tyrant Lincoln would not even meet with them. The same could be expected today from the same party of the country, or from the same part of the country. And he puts in parentheses, Yankees. Listen, thank you. It will never get old living in the South, because I've lived all over now, hearing people who live in the South call people from the North Yankees still, and it is not a compliment. Not a compliment at all. They'll drop that line on me all the time. Yeah, right. What a Yankee thing to do. Yankees. It's hilarious how much they hate Lincoln and how much they will call anybody to the North tyrants. But look, his point wasn't necessarily wrong. Remember this. Always remember, you were given the most dumbed-down version of all historical events in school. If you were to take every historical event, I want you to picture Mount Everest. All right, look, it doesn't matter that you know what Everest is shaped like. Picture a gigantic mountain, the biggest mountain in the world. All right, you have this pictured in your head? Now, I want you to imagine that's a historical story. That's, you know, for this purposes, that's the story of America's Civil War when the North fought the South. You know how much of that mountain you were shown in school? About the top 2 feet. That's what you were shown. You are getting always the most dumbed down version of history when it comes to conflicts, when it comes to anything, people, no matter what. Use school for you kids listening. Use school when it comes to things like history to find out things that interest you, and then you go dig into them yourself, separate from school. Do not think that you know anything about anything when you learn it in school. I wonder how many people in this country do know. I wonder how many know that Lincoln told the South emphatically, no, you can keep your slaves. That's fine. Just come back into the Union. He said it. Don't get mad at me. That's what Lincoln said. He wanted the Union held together. Yes, he was an abolitionist. There's no question. But he was going to let all those slaves remain treated like cattle if you just held the Union together. Of course, in the end, they ended up changing their tune on that. But that's what he said. At one point, he wanted black people, all the freed slaves, deported to Liberia. It was Liberia, if I remember right. Yes, it was. It was Liberia. He wanted them deported. Now, and this is not a Lincoln's an idiot tyrant tirade here. This is a you've been given the top 2 feet of the mountain thing. You don't understand because schools, they either don't have the time or don't take the time to dig into things. But let's talk about what this guy's saying, because I've been talking about national divorce and stuff like that. This is ultimately my major concern. As I've explained before, we are going our separate ways. We're already two separate countries. It doesn't matter if you like that or I like that or whatever. It's happening. People are not going to live under communist rule, so they will leave the blue areas. They'll get to the red ones. The red ones will get redder. Just by subtraction, the blue ones will get bluer. And as the blue ones get bluer, they'll get more aggressive and more communist and more aggressive and more communist. I mean, you think this Trump indictment stuff is huge news, and it is. I'm sad to say, within 10 years, this will be the norm. You'll half shrug your shoulders at the latest Republican being indicted by a communist DA. This will be the norm. Now, it's going to get to a point where the red states are going to form a coalition. It'll be a coalition that's not against the federal government really at first. It'll be more of an economic coalition as they support each other. It'll be that kind of thing. It'll get more and more against the federal government because the federal government will hate a coalition like this. At some point, it's going to be obvious we should go our separate ways. That is the moment that worries me the most, because it is extremely difficult to get powerful people to let go of any of their power. It's very difficult to get them to back off. Look, if you want a more, let's deal with a more, a scenario that's easier to understand. And this is an easy to understand scenario. Let's say you're a dirtball piece of crap criminal, and you break into a house and you hold a woman hostage. You got a gun to her head, hold a woman hostage. You're going to be arrested or you're going to die. And there's not another way that can end. Let's say the cops show up, because they will. Cops will show up. And you're, I'll kill her. You can't come in. I'll kill her. Let's say you even kill one of the cops, because like I said, you're a murderous piece of crap. Kill one of the cops. I'll kill this woman. There's never going to be a point, ever, no matter what you do, no matter what happens, there's never going to be a point where the cops say, well, you know, all right, you win this round. We're done. That was too much. It was too hard, because they're the authority in that situation. They're just going to escalate and escalate and escalate and escalate until you're dead or arrested. Period. End of story. Think of the federal government in that way. It's certainly how they operated last time. And this is how many nations throughout history have operated. When it's been obvious, hey, these people want to leave, they want to break away, it's just hard for the authority to then back off. That will be the moment that will determine whether it gets ugly or not. I think there is some hope for that moment because of our gun ownership, though. Remember, our gun ownership is a huge leg up that other people have not had in the past. We are really, 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 really armed. We have absurd amounts of ammunition, absurd amounts of guns. We are armed. And I don't say that as a threat to anybody. I say that because they're aware of it, and it is the gigantic failure for American communism that they have never been able to take our guns away. Oh, with the help of losers like John Cornyn, they have worked on our gun rights. There's no question about that. But they've never been able to disarm us. You know where I bought my Springfield Hellcat Pro? I bought it this morning after shooting it at the range last night on a website. You know what my biggest challenge was? Figuring out which of the websites I wanted to buy my Hellcat Pro from. That was the biggest challenge. And it took me like 5 minutes online. It was like I was buying a bag of Cheetos on Amazon or something like that. I knew right what I was looking for. A bunch of different websites open. Springfield Hellcat Pro. Who has the package I'm looking for? Who has the exact weapon? Who has a good deal? Oh, that sounds good. Beep, beep, beep. Weapon will be at my house in like 2 days. Well, it'll be at a local FFL dealer where I have to go pick it up in a couple days. But that's it. We are so armed. And it has always driven the communist nuts. He's never been able to disarm us. And because we're so armed, that will be our ultimate leg up if the time ever comes where we do need to officially go our separate ways. Don't get me wrong. The communists would love to just kill us all. And he certainly would without hesitation. But he knows deep down he's going to run into problems. Let me tell you something. Something you may not quite realize. We talk a lot about the power of the U.S. military, and understandably so, right? The jets, the missiles, the tanks, the ships, the everything. We talk about the power of the troops and everything else. Did you know that if there ever came a time when the U.S. military actually did go after the American people, did you know that they would be wiped out? It would be, I mean, don't get me wrong, they would do some damage, but they would be wiped out. You simply cannot contend with 100 million people who are armed with ammunition. You can't contend with it. There's no army on the planet that can come after it. Doesn't matter that you don't have a tank or you don't have an F-16 or anything like that. That many armed people, undefeatable. It gives us a chance one day. It gives us a chance for peace, not for war, for peace. Now, I want you to live in peace. And I want you to do it with your dog. And I want you to do it as long, well, I mean, live in peace with your dog. I don't like how I said that. I want you to live in peace with your dog. And I want you to live in peace with your dog for as long as humanly possible. I don't want your dog to check out after 10 years, 11 years. All my dogs die about that mark. 10, 11, 12, maybe 13, then they go. I wished I'd had rough greens for Hank, for Jack, for Sam, for all these dogs we had. Because rough greens is natural nutrition for your dog. You pour it on your dog's food. It gives them vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics. It will add years to your dog's life and healthier years. I never had it. I do now, and so do you. They even have free bags they're giving out right now. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All you pay for is the shipping. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Maybe ever. I'm just kidding. We're going to be back tomorrow. I don't even know why I felt the need to throw that in there. I do that sometimes. Sometimes in order to make people realize how much they love you, you have to act like you're about to leave forever. That's what we really do with our kids. Every time we're going out for a date on a Friday night, we tell our kids, we're leaving for another country now and you two are on your own. Just to see if they're scared or not. And they are. Obviously, they get scared every time. And then we say, ha ha, we're kidding. I can't believe you fell for that again. We're very good parents. We're very nice people. Honestly, we are. I'm kidding. We don't do that. Stop. Anyway, just want to point out once again, these people are celebrating. They're cracking jokes.
I will now take a very limited number of questions prior to going to sleep.
It's so funny. Trump's lawyer went off
on it. This is ridiculous. So the cameras are even watching this right now, frankly. I mean, it's unprofessional, yeah. It's unethical, and it's un-American. It is part of the show. This is a show. It's a political show. Fannie, I can do TV too. It is not okay what you are doing. This is unacceptable. The fact that we have cameras and press sitting there, but I have not seen the indictment as his general counsel for Save America. I have no indictment yet in front of me. How is that possible, and how is that okay?
How is it possible? And I'm not ripping on her. I don't know Trump's lawyer. Maybe she's great. Maybe she's garbage. I don't know. But let me just say how that's possible. I just want to remind everybody, we are in Moscow in 1930. Stop using words. Stop using terms like impossible, crazy, ridiculous when it comes to these people. We are in a world now where anything is possible in certain parts of the country. In the blue areas of the country, anything is possible. There's no constitution. There's no law. There's no rights. There's no nothing but raw, naked power from the communists, and they use their power. Unlike people on the right, they only believe in using their power. Of course they're going to have their political opponent arrested and thrown in prison in an election year. You got to understand, just because it would never occur to you or me to do that, it would never occur to them not to do that. That's just basic politics. Well, yeah, why would I run for DA? I ran for DA so I could arrest my political opponents and let my political allies out of jail. We still act so dumbfounded by these things. That's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. That's because we haven't accepted what's happening and who these people are. These people are ridiculous. All right, let's step away from that for a moment before we get to a couple emails, headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to do this. I want to make sure that this human trafficking awareness, this new human trafficking awareness we have in this country, which is wonderful, I want to make sure it doesn't fade. When the movie fades, the movie's gone, that movie Sound of Freedom kind of woke everyone up to it. I want to make sure we don't forget about it, because I promise you the kids living in hell haven't forgotten about it. I want to make sure we're doing what we can to fight it. Are we making sure these people are getting arrested, the bad guys? Are we making sure the children are being freed? The Acervo Project is doing this. Tracking down the scum, having them arrested, rescuing the kids. Not only are they doing this, they will come educate your school if they have time, and maybe your church, teach children how to operate online to keep themselves safe. And we have to support them with their wonderful mission, with what they're doing. $14. The average age of a trafficked child is 14 years old. Isn't that heartbreaking? $14 a month at the Acervo Project. The AcervoProject.org. Acervo is spelled A-S-S-E-R-V-O. The AcervoProject.org. $14 a month. Go give. Let's support them. All right? All right. Dear Dr. Jesse, today's modern communist is nothing more than a classic Satanist whose philosophy is all is permitted and the self is central. How did this philosophy take over our government and culture? His name is Nathan. Well, nature abhors a vacuum, as the old saying goes. Actually, no, that's a new saying I just came up with here on the Jesse Kelly Show. What, Chris? That's a brand new saying I just came up with, but nature abhors a vacuum. There was always going to be a penalty for America drifting away from God. How many historical stories do you have to read in the Bible about what happens when you drift away from God? Soon, the Assyrians get to come to town and stick hooks through your mouth and drag you off to captivity. There's always, remember this, it doesn't matter whether you're a religious person or what you believe or not. It really does not matter. Nations have religions. They do. All of them do. Tiny little tribes have religions. Huge nations have religions. They have to. Just because we eliminated one didn't mean we were going to become religionless. Remember this, the founders knew that we needed it. They encouraged the states themselves to build churches for a reason, because they knew this Constitution thing means nothing if the people lose their way. And now we see that from where we are now.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
CNN anchor stunned when Iowa voters tell him how much they distrust CNN's propaganda. The greatest thing, one of the awesome things that's going to happen in years to come is, quote, journalists are going to realize more and more how universally despised they are, how much we truly, truly hate them, because they've been able to live kind of in this bubble for so long. But now that our hatred is starting to boil over, they're going to start to feel it more and more and more. As we get louder and bolder to speak the truth about what we believe, they're going to feel the hatred. And there's no class of people who deserve to feel that hatred more than journalists, the lowest of the low. Except for this journalist, Sage Steele, leaving ESPN after 16 years to exercise my First Amendment rights more freely. She is not somebody I know personally, but from what I understand from friends who know her, a wonderful human being, very much one of ours. And she was trapped in that disgusting organization, ESPN. You know, it's a business, it's a Disney company. Congratulations to Sage Steele, who I don't even know, for breaking free. She'll be a success somewhere. I tried to bribe the pilot. Lionel Richie apologizes for postponing a concert. Chris and Michael are evil people. You know why? Because I mentioned one thing about the Lionel Richie concert I went to, about how he was a little too old to perform it. But I even said on the show, he seemed like such a genuinely nice guy. And now they have to print every article they find explaining what a nice guy he was and how I'm a big meanie for being mean to Lionel Richie. I wasn't being mean. I said he's a nice person. You just can't quite pull off the concert anymore. Pay it forward scam led to confrontation at Taco Bell that left customers scarred over a $60 order. Now, I don't know anything about the scam or anything else. I'm just trying to calculate in my head the most money I've ever spent at Taco Bell. Because the beauty of Taco Bell is you can really go fill up for $5. You can. There's plenty of stuff in there. Am I wrong on that, fellas? Well, even with inflation, they still have, I believe, a dollar menu with all kinds of cheap stuff on there. How does one spend $60 at Taco Bell? Good grief. All right. I can't believe we ended the show on that note. But that's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.